This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. You love Craig Robinson on The Office and Hot Tub Time Machine. Now he's got his own NBC sitcom, Mr. Robinson.
Big Mike!
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
You know, I saw this show the other night, and I'm impressed that, number one, they named the whole show after you, and the fact that you've gotten so many great people to work with you, right?
Yes. Would you believe we went through I bet you 100 names before we settled on Mr. Robinson. As simple as it sounds, but there was other names thrown around like Class Clown and, you know, whatever. So, and that was 2 years ago when we did a different pilot, and NBC didn't pick it up, but then they said, you know what, we're not done with this idea. So they switched it to the live studio audience format, and we got a whole new cast. And, yeah, we got that's like when you look at like a Seinfeld or something, and you look at the cast they put around him, you know, that's what really did it. You had all this superb talent around you. So I'm hoping for a miracle like that. I play a character named Craig Robinson. What a stretch. And it's kind of based on my real life because I did teach music in Chicago. And in this, you know, when it starts out, you know, I'm a substitute teacher in Chicago, so I'm just doing it to make ends meet. But my real passion is playing live music with my band, The Nasty Delicious, and I actually do have a band called The Nasty Delicious in real life, except for in my real life, I have horn players in my band. And the other coincidence is Megan Good is my love interest on the show, and in real life, I have a crush on Megan Good. So, there you go.
Now, do the real bandmates from Nasty Delicious play on the show?
Yes, except for Brandon T. Jackson is an actor, and he plays my brother on the show. But get this, my real bandmates are on the show with me, and then Brandon, plays in the band on the show. But my real live brother plays in my band, so he's on the show. But you don't know he's my brother because we don't, you know, real life brother. And he auditioned to play my brother on the show, but he wasn't believable as my brother.
So your own brother couldn't play your brother when everyone else is playing themselves.
Yeah, and it's really caused a rift in our relationship, but I'm okay with it.
Well, you're okay, but he's not talking to you.
We're cool.
We love the fact that we're seeing Perry Gilpin again. It's been a few years since Frasier. I know she's been working, but on a regular sitcom, what a coup to get her.
Five for Frasier, and would you believe she auditioned to come to that part? It was like, because a lot of people are like, I'm not auditioning. I'm just, you know who I am. So she auditioned, came in, and she was the last person to come in. And she just came in and killed. So that was, yeah, it was definitely a coup, and definitely, you know, we're very lucky.
My favorite moments of you on The Office, and now my favorite moments with you the other night watching Mr. Robinson, is when you're behind the keyboard and you're trying to get a lady's attention in the bar or whatever. You're heavy breathing again, Craig. Heavy breathing.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm heavy breathing? I was kind of like, I guess it's kind of like me. I was getting excited because, yes, I do love being behind the keyboard and talking, you know, talking some stuff. So that's how we start the show off. That's how we kicked off the series, and there's always going to be some of that.
It's almost like the keyboard
that really separates it from anything else.
The keyboard's almost like an extension of you, your personality. You know what I mean?
Well stated. I always say the keyboard is my, the music is my partner. Because everything you see me in is some music involved. And that wasn't by my design, but it just kind of always happened. Like once somebody would find out I played and sang or whatever, and then they would, like, Hot Tub Time Machine. They came to see me perform. You know, just, hey, come, you guys come on out. We're going to be working together. Come check me out. And then they were like, well, let's make Nick a musician. So it just kind of always happened like that. So I've gotten used to it.
Did you write the show's theme song?
No, my brother actually wrote the show's theme song.
You threw him a crumb, huh?
Threw him a crumb. There you go. Come on. So, I could have, but he's my brother's like a serious musician, you know, so it was better for everybody.
Well, you know, it's not easy to get traction with a sitcom. Do you feel like it takes like 3 or 4 episodes to kind of hit your stride?
Yes, absolutely. And so this is, and we have 3 weeks, and they're showing 2 episodes a week. So I thank you to people who have tuned in. whether you love it or hate it, like DVR and tune in anyway, just to, you know, hook us up. But, yeah, they give us 3 weeks to show 6 episodes. And, you know, it's a Herculean task. But so far, the ratings have been solid. Like, the first week we did nice, and then last week we did nice. And then they reran it, and it did better than it did when it debuted. So that was interesting. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday night. Then thank you for getting the word out.
You have a very agreeable personality. You're one of those people you want to watch on TV, and you want to see them succeed. So all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you for getting the word out. And I'm just going to keep on being agreeable. Take care, y'all.
With actor-musician Craig Robinson, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. Many New York restaurants are now celebrating their world-famous tap water by taking bottled water off of menus. The campaign joins forces with city government and prominent restaurateurs to illustrate the environmental problems with bottled water. New Yorkers are fortunate to have one of the best-tasting and safest water supplies in the world, and drinking it proves to be a far more cost-effective choice. By taking bottled water off menus, installing new filtration systems, and educating customers about the benefits of tap water over bottled water, New York restaurants hope to compel Congress to rebuild and upgrade America's water infrastructure. After all, to spend fossil fuel trucking water around the world truly is absurd. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Maryland native spent 14 years as a big league outfielder. He's a 3-time All-Star, and in 1996, he set a single-season record for the Baltimore Orioles, crushing 50 home runs.
Brady gets a hold of one. He launches it deep to right center field. Way back! Gone!
So where is Brady Anderson now? Brady's turned his fitness into a career as a personal trainer. In November of 2011, he and Cal Ripken Jr. embarked on a goodwill tour of Japan, lending a hand to earthquake and tsunami victims. Earlier this year, Brady rejoined the Orioles as a special assistant, focusing on player development and fitness.
Brady Anderson at the wall, leaps and makes a spectacular catch.
That was the story of a man named Brady. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.